WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Mind Training. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and let's be real, life can feel like a runaway roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're soaring with joy, the next you're plummeting into a pit of stress. Ever felt that way? You know, when things are just chaotic? It seems like every day brings a new wave of uncertainty. But here's the thing. We have more control than we think over how we respond to all that craziness. Today, we're diving deep into finding inner peace and calm even when life feels like it's going haywire. Think about it. Inner peace isn't some mythical unicorn reserved for monks on mountaintops. It's a skill we can cultivate every day, no matter what's happening around us. And trust me, this is a superpower you need in today's world. So buckle up, because we're about to unlock some serious wisdom and practical tools to help you navigate those turbulent times with grace and composure. Here are 5 key takeaways that will rock your world. 1. Accept what you can't control. This is huge, guys. We spend so much energy worrying about things outside of our control. The news cycle, traffic, other people's opinions, oh, the joys. The Stoic philosophers had it right. Focus on what you can influence, your thoughts, actions, and reactions. Think of it like this. You can't stop a storm, but you can choose how to weather it. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how our minds are constantly racing? Thoughts, worries, plans for the future, they just keep swirling around. Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button on that mental chaos. It's about being present in this moment, paying attention to your breath, your senses, and your surroundings without judgment. Seriously, take a few deep breaths right now, just focus on the feeling of each inhale and exhale. See? Already calmer. 3. Find your stoic rock. We all need anchors in our lives, things that bring us grounding and stability. For some, it's nature, taking a walk in the woods or listening to the ocean waves. Others find solace in creative pursuits like writing, painting, or playing music. Whatever your stoic rock is, make time for it every day. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Think about all the good things in your life, big and small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a loving pet, a supportive friend. Gratitude shifts our focus from what's lacking to what we already have, and that creates a ripple effect of positivity. 5. Embrace imperfection. Let's be real, life isn't perfect, and that's okay. We all mess up, make mistakes, and face challenges. Instead of beating ourselves up, let's practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Okay, imagine this. You're at work, deadlines are looming, your inbox is overflowing, and that annoying coworker just spilled coffee on your new sweater, Sound familiar? That's when those inner peace skills come into play. Remember, you can't control the chaos, but you can control how you react to it. Take a deep breath, acknowledge the frustration, but then shift your focus to what you can do. Maybe that's tackling one task at a time, setting boundaries with that coworker, politely. Or even just taking a quick walk to clear your head. See? Finding calm amidst the storm is totally possible. So, there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate inner peace and resilience in today's crazy world. Remember, this isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight. It's about making small, consistent choices that lead to big changes over time. Start with one thing. Maybe deep breathing, gratitude journaling, or simply saying no to extra commitments when you need a break. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts in the comments below. What's your go-to strategy for finding calm amidst the chaos? Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and join me tomorrow for another dose of mind training. Until then, keep rocking those inner peace skills.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.